for continuing through our journeys of the C's of leadership. Next, we'll talk through the C of consistency and how it connects to your organization. Well, hello there and welcome back. This week's topic is consistency in your organization. Consistency has been very key for me, not only in where I choose to work, but in what the organizations choose to deliver. Now, consistent has been key not just in healthcare for me, but for automotive and in the Disney experiences, and even in the restaurant experiences that I had when I was younger. Now, one of the stories I think about when I think about consistency is one of the phrases that we used to say at Blue Cross Blue Shield when I worked with them out west. It was every member, every time. That didn't mean that we changed the rules with every member every time. It didn't mean that we changed systems every other week, because that was consistent. What it meant is that every member had the same positive experience that we were trying to deliver every time. Now, when we didn't deliver on that experience, we heard not only from the members, but from our employees as well. And what we had wanted to make sure of is that experience was a positive one, and we had to figure out ways to get beyond the systems that we had and figure out how to help the members every time. And that help ensured that their insurance was covered, that they understood it, but also that they would come back to us as members if they had a choice. That every member, every time, sometimes had some challenges thrown in its path, to where we were in four different states. And those four or five different states really had different systems. So how do we communicate with each other? How do we not only communicate with the states in which that one part of Blue Cross Blue Shield did business, but how do we communicate with the entire Blue plan so that we were consistent in not just how we manage claims, but how we talked about the products that our members had. And so we had to work with systems and have consistent ways to communicate with our team members so that they knew what policies were, what the insured individual had covered, and where we needed to communicate with them both pre, during, and after any procedure that they had. So we had to work with our systems, but also train any of our employees on where to look for information so that they were consistently finding the right answers in any answer that they gave to our members. Now, dealing with one company is bad enough, but when you're dealing with many companies within that, you know, when you think of Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, that's one company, possibly with many systems, but it's still one company with one mission. With Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, they're owned by many organizations, and they have to talk to each other so that there's consistency in how things are delivered. One of the biggest things in insurance is auto adjudication, which means that if I have this, that, and my plan pays for it, it automatically goes through and gets paid. I'm simplifying it, of course, but that's what we think of when we think of maybe AI today, is that it's consistent in how it processes things. We can feed it information to say, and this is why we can pay this, this is why we can do it, but we had to be consistent in it. So the system that we used helped us do that all the time. Now, how we delivered on it was a sign of whether our customers were happy with what we were doing or whether they had challenges with how we delivered on it. Now, the other thing that we had to do for consistency's sake is also measure it consistently. As technology changes, as technology grows, we have different opportunities to measure how successful we are. In the past, we would just make phone calls to our members to say, hey, how are we doing? And they would tell us, and they would answer certain questions. Then technology came along, we had computers, and we had to start asking the questions on computers. We had less and less. The further away from a person that we got, the less response that we got from some of those individuals. When we look at consistency in how we measure, we need to make sure that we're using the right methodologies to collect the information. So for those of you who get that prompt at the end of every call, whether you call your insurance company or whether you call your bank or whether you call for a customer service number, when you get asked, hey, would you be willing to answer a couple questions after your call? that's trying to be consistent because they're trying to capture that satisfaction moment of how the call went, about how your experience with that one individual was encountered. So at Blue Cross Blue Shield and with other organizations, we started along this path of measuring that consistency to where we went from satisfaction, that first instance, to experience, that second, third, fourth, and to relationships, so that we knew all along the gambit of where things were in the consistent delivery of this every member every time. Because what we were looking for was loyalty. Are people coming back to us because they have a choice to come back to us or because they were asked to come back to us? If they have a choice, we're consistently getting positive feedback. We're consistently driving change. It's kind of like if you go to a restaurant and the first time that you go, you order the spaghetti and you have a great server and you rate them 5 stars. You rate them fives and everything. The next time you come back, you order the lasagna and you order the bread and you order a glass of wine maybe. That's an experience measure because you have more than one point to say, these people are great and I want to come back to this great restaurant. You come back 3, 4, 5 more times, you start to build a relationship with that restaurant. And what you're doing is that you're driving the behavior of, I really like this, so that they're building that bank account with you, so that if they happen to make a mistake in the future and that consistency kind of wobbles, you don't lose anything. You don't lose faith in the fact that they're going to consistently deliver a great experience for you. That last measure, which is that loyalty measure, is that you're not only going back, but you're sending people to them. You're saying, this is the best Italian restaurant that I can ever recommend. And I would say that you can try the veal, you can try the pasta, you can try the lasagna. That's the loyalty factor. You want those people saying, this is where I want to go, so that they have that choice to come back. That consistency is what drives that loyalty. So when you're thinking of measurements, measure the things that get you from satisfaction to experience to relationships to loyalty, so that you can continually deliver on your brand promise of excellence, or in Blue Cross Blue Shield's case, every member, every time. My challenge to you is look at your organization or look at an organization you trust and see at what scale you would like to measure them on. Is it on the satisfaction? Are you just starting out? Is it on the experience to where you're moving forward? Or is it on the relationships or loyalty factors to where you're coming back and also recommending to your friends and family? So do that and figure out, all right, how long did it take you to get through all of those measures? And is it every person every time, or is it just every once in a while? How many deposits are they making into the bank account of you or others? And how many withdrawals are they making that impact each of those measures along the way? Well, thanks. It's been a little bit shorter this week, but hopefully you've learned a little bit more about consistency and how it relates to you and your organization. Next week, we're going to tie back into consistency and you as a leader. Thank you and have a great week.